Let us first continue the Gemara and then we'll see Tosfos. Abaye said there are three Tanoim who hold all the Makre Dover Shlei Baloilom. Abelezer ben Yaakov, one could be Mafrish Trume Koidem Abo Eshlish, it should be Chal Lacher Abo Eshlish. Rebbe that holds that one could be Mishacher, an Eved, so he's making a shichur before he's an Ebed, and the chaloi shichur is chal afterwards. And Rameya is the third tane that holds other makne dover shloi beloilom, the sanye. Ha'ima le'isha areyat mekodeshes li la'acher she'ez gayer, la'acher she'tiz gayri, לאחר שישתחר, לאחר שתשתחרי, לאחר שמסבי לך, לאחר שתומס אחרי סייך, לאחר שיחץ לך יבומך, אינו מקודשס. המי רוימה מקודשס. So we see that Ramey holds that one can make a kedushin in a goite, even though at the present time she's a lav bas tvisis kedushin, by making the Maisa Kedusha now, and it will be Chal after Hageris. Ab Yechanan Asan Loimer, Einu Mekodeshes. Ab Yudha Nosi Yoimer, Mekodeshes. It's Ab Yechanan Asan Lohol, it's another Makhtadov Yishloi Beloilo. Ab Yudha Nosi Yoimer, Mekodeshes. Mat Amro, Einu Mekodeshes, Mishim Eva. That by the two cases, La'acher Sheyomis Achisayich, La'acher Sheyomis Bailech, so this will create a tremendous eva between herself and her husband, and herself and her sister. So Mamela, there they said the Kedushin is Nechal. So Moshe the Nechshem, Nami Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Hain the Rebbe, Hain Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Let us see Tosfos. Kigoyin dekosav lei, l'shekochacho arei atzmoch, koni l'cho ma'achsho. So when the Rebbe mentioned this case, I'm being Mishacher, an Eved, who at the present time when I'm giving him the Shtar Shichur is not my Eved. And I want that the Shichur should be Chal when I'll purchase him. But the Gemara says, he said, not sufficient to say, L'shekochacha arei atzmach o'koni loch. So he has to say, Me'achshav. Yes, the same Ma'achshav also. Hochemashme. Now, at the present time, we won't go into the lumdis what Ma'achshav accomplishes, but just let us just learn the Tosfos without understanding the reasons. But from our Gemara, it would seem that according to Rebbe, that holds other Ma'achshav Dovish Leboloilam, it is necessary the same Ma'achshav. Sorech ulei me ma'achshav. V'chein ma'ashme per kame de bob metziye. De kom ha'osam omarove. There is another case of being makne adovo shaloi baloilo. There it's speaking about as follows. So de zu l'shekocheno k'nei k'nuye l'cho ma'achshav. Reuven is selling a field to Shimon, but at the present time the field doesn't belong to Reuven, it belongs to Levi. So Reuven is selling to Shimon the field, and he says that the field will become yours after I purchase it from Levi. So he's also being makna dover shaloi baloilam, because it's not his field yet. And Rav also holds other makna dover shaloi baloilam, but again we find that there's a condition there in this mekach, ma'achshav. So it seems if you hold other makna dover shaloi baloilam, it is necessary to assure that the kinyan is chal mayashim, the kosher. So Tosfos asks Akasha, doha milse de rameyer besamov. The rameyer is also a tane that holds all the makna dover shloi beloilom. Gabi la'acher she esgayer, la'acher she tizgayri. Doha ma rameyer mikodeshes, There Ameisa Shiz Mekadeshes, V'loikama V'liboi L'meima Me'ashem. There, Ameya did not say, there it says, Arei Mekadeshes Li, Lacha Shez Gaya, and there it doesn't say Me'ashem. V'amai Tzorich Loimer B'sode U'be'evet T'fei Mi'be'geh. So we have here three cases of Oda Makta Dovish Le'beloilam. The case of Sode and Eved, the Gemara mentions he has to say Me'achsha. So it would seem if you hold Oda Makta Dovish Le'beloilam, there's a Tanai that you have to say Me'achsha in order for it to help. And Rameiro also holds Oda Makta Dovish Le'beloilam, doesn't mention Me'achsha. That's Tosfos Kashya. V'chiteime, so Tosfos wants to say, the hod the kama mekadeshes, hayne hechadam ma'achshav. Maybe there is such a yisod. You always have to say ma'achshav. V'yamakna dover shaloi b'loilom. It is necessary to say ma'achshav. Ay, so I have a kashya. So why was ma'achshav not mentioned b'divrei rameya? But it could be it wasn't mentioned. The chitayim of the other kama kadeshes hainechadam ameyachshav. That could be the case of Rameh speaking about he said ma'achshav also. Va'av al gav the lesser bebrais. Even though the bereis didn't mention it, I have to say that if the bereis says that the kedushin is chal, so I'll have to assume that it is speaking about that he said ma'achshav. You'll tell me this is a big doichik. If Rameh is speaking about it, he said Ma'achshav, so l'chayre, if the Barai submitted this, this is the greatest raya, that he didn't say Ma'achshav. So Taisa says, no, I'll show you another Gemara, that there Ma'achshav was omitted, but the Gemara says we have to say it speaking about Toma Ma'achshav. Uch da'ashkeron bepere ko isha shenoflu. Gabi mishoich porazu, it is a member of Rabbi Yochanan. So they're speaking about that the Reuven told Shimon be moishech this parah. You'll first be koinet after Lamed Yoyim. And there are two members of Rabbi Yochanan. This was mentioned the two members. One member is that if it's kaimi ba'agam la'achal Lamed Yoyim, he's koinet. There's a second member of Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's Kaim Meba'agam, he's not Koine. So we have a stira, two members of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the member that says he's Koine, speaking about it, he said Ma'achsha. So Ba'av Agav, the lesser B'milsei, even though it doesn't say this in the member of Rabbi Yochanan. So you see, sometimes there is a few essential conditions which are missing from the member, but you have to say that's how it's speaking about. So Memele, so Tosis wants to say, let's solve all problems. Let us say if a person is Makna Dovish Leibeloilam, it is necessary to say Ma'achshav. And Rameya is also speaking about that he said, Arei Mekadeshes Li Ma'achshav. So Tosis says, no, I don't think this is the true Teretz. Ho Loi Nehira Loi Mekein. I don't think that's the teretz that it's speaking that you need to say ma'achshav by adavish leibaloyla. The misvore mahani leman diyoma oda makne davish leibaloyla. Kedavish abaloyla. That means, according to the man the omrim, that hold, you could make a ma'ase kinyan on adavish leibaloyla. So according to them, adavish leibaloyla and adavish abaloyla are equal. The loy matzino chilik bedava. If you hold all the makna dava shaloy baloylam, so it's equivalent to a dava shabaloylam. And just like a dava shabaloylam, if you make it, it should be chalach alamed, you don't have to say ma'achshav. So a dava shaloy baloylam, if it's chalke shabaloylam, it also shouldn't be necessary to say ma'achshav. That's Taisvus Kasha. Ubedava shabaloylam, le matzachin aloyme ma'achshav. You don't have to say that it should be chal ma'achshav. The Amma b'masnis and the Reid Mekodeshes li la'achad lamed yoyim. He didn't say ma'achsha. Loi ba'achad v'kitcha Mekodeshes. Ba'afal gav de lo yom ma'achsha. Because that's the next bov in the Mishnah. Ma'achsha b'la'achad lamed yoyim Mekodeshes v'ayna Mekodeshes. So we see by adovo shebo lo ilom, it is not at all necessary to say ma'akshav. It works without ma'akshav. If I hold the makna dover shaloi baloilam, it also shouldn't be necessary to say ma'akshav. So we're back to the kasha. Why when the Gemara brought down Rebbe's memra, why the Gemara b'matzi that brings down Rav's memra, why there did the Gemara mention ma'achshav? And l'chayre misvarat Taisus holds there's no need to say ma'achshav. Pyod oda makdadovi shol ba'olam, so bichal kasha ba'olam. So you don't need ma'achshav. So Memela, why did the Gemara say he said Ma'achshav? Lekach oimari deloy domi. So perhaps before we say the Riz Teretz, let us say the Riz Teretz oisem beinik, and then we'll see in a beinik what the Riz is saying. So the Riz is going to say as follows. Me'iker adin, you don't have to say Ma'achshav. There's no need at all to say ma'achshav. Now, if a person would say, let's speak about the case of Rebbe. Rebbe is speaking about, he gave a shtar shicho to an eved, and the shtar shicho will be chal when he purchases it. So you don't need ma'achshav. I'm giving you the shtar shicho, and the cheres will be chal when the cheres will be chal when I'll purchase you. There's no need to say ma'achshav. But if he did not say ma'achshav, so then the understanding is that the cheres was not nigmal. That means if I don't say ma'achshav, so it means I'm giving you a shtar shichel. I'm not up to being mishachah you yet. The shichel will be chal when I purchase you. And so since the shichel was not nigma, even the maisa shichel was a nigma, so the shtar has to be around when I purchase you, in order that now the shichel should be nigma. Just like when a person is mekadish la'acha la'medyoin. Person will be mekadish with a shtar la'acha la'medyoin. So what does that mean? When is he making the kedushin? I'm not making the kedushin now, so I have no intent of making kedusha now. I want that the kedusha should be chal la'acha la'medyoy. So that means that till la'medyoy there's no gemiras tas on kedusha. When it comes la'medyoy, I want the kedusha to be chal. So if there was no gemiras tas on kedusha, so there was at yet there was no ma'isekinyan on kedusha. He wasn't going to das to be mekadosh with the shtar as yet. He wants to wait till 30 days. So the Maisa Kinyu was not Nigma till 30 days come. So what'll be if the Shtar gets torn by the 30th day? So she won't be Mekudeshes. That's if you don't say Ma'achshav. If you don't say Ma'achshav, so Pshat is that the Maisa Kinyu perhaps started now, I'm giving you the Shtar to make Kedushin. I'm giving you the Shtar to make Shir. So I have no intent that to make shichur as yet. The shichur will be made lacha lamed, lacha shekel chacha. And therefore, one has to be very careful that the shtar should be around lacha lamed yoy. Or lacha shekel chacha. But, if I say, by adover shaloi baloilo, I say ma'achshav. So ma'achshav means that the maise shichur is nigma now. The Maisa Shichel is Nigma, it's all done and over. I'm a Shachar you now. The Shichel can't be Chal, because you're not my Eved. So that's a problem in the Chaloisa Shichel. But in the Maisa Shichel, we're done and over with. I was Meshachar you now, I want to be Meshachar you, and I'm making a Maisa Shichel right now. You can't become Meshucha because you don't belong to me. So if all the Makna Dover Shloi B'loilam, I can make the Maisa Kinyan before I acquire Bailas. I can sell Peres Dekel before they're growing. So if you hold all the Makna Dover Shloi B'loilam, theoretically, if I'll say Ma'achshav, so I can avoid problems to make sure the shtar should be around when I purchase the eved. Because if I say ma'achshel, I'm saying as follows. Mitzidi, the shichel is already nigma. I finished with the ma'achshel shichel. Here's the shtar shichel, and I'm finished with it. Why don't you become a shukha? Because you can't become a shukha. You don't belong to me yet. So, but the ma'ase shikha was done with, and now we just need that it should be, you should belong to me, that it should be able to be chal. So, me'achshav is a convenient eitzer, not something that has to be done. Taisis and the kasha held, you have to say me'achshav. So, me'melos or taisis and the kasha here, you do have to say me'achshav. According to me, you don't have to say me'achshav. So Taisvis had a problem. So Taisvis answers that no, Ma'achshav is a convenient eitzer to avoid problems. That even though if the shtar will be torn when he purchases him, the shtar will not be around. It will not create any problems because the Ma'ase Shichel was accomplished as soon as he gave him the shtar. That is what Taisvis is saying. And the same thing, the memra of Rove in Bava Metzia, Rove said, "Sode zul shekochenot neknuya loch ma'achsha." So also the same thing. Rove was speaking about that someone said, Reuven said, the field I will purchase from Shimon, I'm selling to Levi. So he's writing now a shtar mekach to Levi. So he's saying, Mitzideinu, our transaction is over and done with. I'm selling this sode, which I will eventually purchase from Shimon, I'm selling you now. I'm selling to Levi right now. So the Maise Kinyan was Nigma. The Chalois can't be Chal, because it doesn't belong to Reuven yet, so it can't be Chal. But the Me'achshav accomplishes that Afilu the Shtar will be torn. There won't be any problem, because the Maise Kinyan was Nigmar already. Lekach Oymari. Now let us see what the Ri says. So it comes out the way we explained it, Oysenveinik, that the reason Me'achshav is said is not to ensure that the Kinyan should be Chal. The Kinyan could be Chal for what Me'achshav? The purpose Me'achshav was said that to avoid a chesoron of kolsa kinyone, if the shtar will get torn later, will get lost later, there will not be then any problem because he said me'achshav. Lekachay merida loy dami. So me'mele now will understand the difference between the kedushin of Rab Meir, that their Rab Meir lacheshet is gairi, their Rab Meir did not mention me'achshav. And the case of Rebbe, the Shekochecha, Areyat Mechuknuyeloch, there, Rebbe mentioned Me'achshav. So Rebbe mentioned Me'achshav, and Rebbe did not mention. So the Ri says as follows, Loibom. The Legabe Kedushin Haina Taimed Leiboy Lameyme Me'achshav, Mishum Distam Kedushin Bekesef. Normally, one does not make Kedushin with Ashtar. Normally, one makes Kedushin Bekesef. Vikinye mois loim misbatel kedom alel. And the Gemara said before, if a person gives an isha mois to be chal la'ach, that the Kedushin should be chal la'ach alamed. And vishas, it became lamed, it was nis'ach lo ha'mois. So the Gemara says, she's still mekudeshes. There is no chesaron of kolso kinyonoi. Because since the money was given l'shem Kedushin, and if the Kedushin will not be chal, she owes him back the money, so it's considered ke'ilu ha'kesef kayim, so it's not called kolsa kinyoni. It's considered the money is still around. If she won't make kedushin, the money has to be paid back to him. So by kesef, there's no chesaron of kolsa kinyoni. And normally kedushin is made with kesef, so therefore Rav Meir did not find it necessary that to say me'achshav. The king of Muslim is battle because I'm allowed. They brought Acha the Kitcha. Mekudeshes. Papa gave the Nisachlu Amoy. So that is why Rab Meir did not mention Meyasha. Abul Hoche Gabi Shichu Shalevet. But in the two other cases of Loi Bo Loi Lo, Shichu Shalevet, that Rab Meir, that Rabbi is speaking about, that he's giving a star Shichu to the Yevet. The Sheikh Achacha. the Gabi Soda, or the case of Rovim, of Metzia, that they're speaking about Soda, Zula, Shekhana, Teknuyalov. So in these two transactions of being Mishacher and Eved, or selling a field, Dosam Roiv, Kinyonam, Bishtap. Normally, the Kinyon is Bishtap. So therefore, if he wouldn't say Ma'achshav, have a Marine, and I would say, Im niskar ha-shtar b'soich hazman, if the shtar will tear before he purchases the Eved, Eved lo yehei mishucha. If he wouldn't say Ma'achshav, so that means that the Maisa Shichas yet was not Nigma. It will first be Nigma when he purchases the Eved, so then the halacha will be that we have to make sure that the shtar is still around. If the shtar will be torn, so the Eved won't become a Mishuch. Niskar ha-shtar b'seich ha-zman, Eved lo yeh Mishuch. V'gav b'sode nami lo yeh koni loy. And by sode, he also won't be koine the field if the shtar mekach is torn. Is lahochi nokat besode ube eved lishne de mahani becholin afilo nikra hashtar meinik shomoloi meyachshav. So that's why Taisvah says that the Gemara mentioned meyachshav by shtar shicho, the case of Rebbe, and shtar mekach, the case of Rove, because in these two cases the kinyan was done with a shtar. And by a shtar, if one will not say me'achshav, so there'll be a chesaron of kolsa kinyonai. So therefore, the Gemara mentioned me'achshav for practical purposes, that we will not have to be careful to make sure that the shtar is around. Me'ikar adin, if he didn't say me'achshav, it also would help, but then you have to make sure that the shtar is around. Rav Meir is speaking about kedushin. Kedushin normally is not made with a shtar. Kedushin is normally made with kesef. By kesef, there is never a chesaron of kolsa kinyone. So therefore, Rameya did not mention me'achshav. That is the teretz of the Ri. Now, there is a svara that is mentioned. Rav Shimon Shkop wants to say a svara that this inyan of saying me'achshav, which means that the Maisa Kinyan is completely done and over with, and therefore it is not necessary that the shtar should be Kayim. So Rav Shimon says this will only work by Adovish Leibolaylam. That means, only by Adovish Leibolaylam I can make such an Inyan. I can say the Maisa Kinyan is complete, I'm the Altmitad the Maisa Kinyan, I'm Makne to you Legamri. Is Miras Das to make a Maisekinyan? We're making the Maisekinyan. The Maisekinyan is complete. The Im Yishal Aven, so if the Maisekinyan is complete, so why wasn't he Koine? So he can't be Koine, because the field as yet is not mine. The field is, the field will first become the Lekeach after I purchase the field. So there we could split up the Maisekinyan from the Chaloiskinyan. The Maisekinyan could be Nigmar Me'achshav, and the Chalois Kinyan Al-Kochach cannot be Chal now because I don't possess the Karka. So the Chalois Kinyan will be Chal automatically when I purchase the Karka. But Zek Rav Shimon Amoyre de Kisvore. But what will be by a Dovol Shebol Oilom? We'll make such a thing. We'll make an Asik. We'll make an Asik. I want the Kinyan should be Chal La'achalamet. But I want the Kinyan should be Chal Ma'achshav. The Kinyan should be Chal Ma'achshav, and the Chaloi should be La'achalamet. So Rav Shimon says, this is an impossibility. You're saying two stira de kinyonim. If mitzitcho, you are making a complete Maisa Kinyan, so why isn't he koine to La'achalamet? Al-Kochach, you don't want to be Maknim to La'achalamet. You don't want to be Maknim to La'achalamet, so it means you're not making the complete Maisa Kinyan Me'achshav. So Memeil, then there's a Chesaron of Kol Sekinyoni. So Rav Shimon says this Yesod, we'll see later in Taisvus L'Chayre, not like Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon says this Yesod, that this whole Chiddush of the Ri, that it is Shayach to separate the Maisa Kinyan from the Chalois, I can make the Maisa Kinyan completely now, and the Chalais can be Chal later, and there's no need anymore for the Maisa Kinyan to be around. This is only Shayach by Adova Shalei Baloilom, that I make the Maisa Kinyan now. The Maisa Kinyan is Nigba, but it wasn't Chal, because the Dova was not mine yet. But by Adova Shaboloilom, if the Maisa Kinyan is Nigma, then the Chalais has to be Nigma. And if I saying it should be Nigma Lachalamed, so then I can't say Ma'akshav. Ma'akshav and Lachalamed is a stira by Adova Shaboloilom. This is how Rabbi Shimon learned Pshat in the Ri. Amoyredike Yesod in Taisus. Vaharam Pirich. Now, the Ram didn't want to go in, so it comes out according to the Ri. The reason that Rebbe mentioned Me'achshav, the reason that Rava mentioned Me'achshav, was because to avoid a problem of Kosa Kinyoni. That means Me'iker Adin, it is not necessary to say Me'achshav, but then you'll have to be concerned that the Shtar should be Kayim Bishas Techalais. So, but if you mention Me'achshav, then you don't have to be concerned about this problem. This was the Riz Mahalach. V'Ram Pirish, the Ram says, another Mahalach, why Rebbe and Rove mentioned Me'achshav. The Lahochi Nokat Me'achshav, Kabi Sodevevet. The reason they mentioned Me'achshav, Kabi Sodevevet, La Ashmeinon, the Sova Kerameya, the Omar Odo Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilom. That means that if they would not have mentioned Me'achshav, let us talk about, for example, the case of Rav. If the Gemara in Bob Metzia would say as follows, Rav Omar, Omar Rav, Sode Zu, Lishekachena Tehei Knuyaloch. He told Reuven told Shimon, when I'll purchase this field, it will belong to you. And it didn't say Ma'achshav. So then it could very well be that this statement, or noch besser, this shtar, that is saying that it will belong to you when I'll purchase it, is not a shtar kinyan. Because it could very well be that Rovo, they know the Machnedovish Lebeloimo. But it is a shtar that is obligating Reuven that when he will purchase the field to be Machned to Shimon. But not shot is that the Maise Kinyan was already Chal. Could be this is a shtar that's only obligating him to be Machned later to Shimon. So this has nothing to do with other matters over Shloim Beloilo. Now let us see Yinevani Kintaisvitz. Baram Pirish, the Lahochi Nokat Me'achshav Gabi Soda Ve'eved Lashmina, the Sova Ki Rameya, that Rova holds like Rameya, the Omer other matters over Shloim Beloilo, Af Alpi Sheroitze Shiyoch Lakinye Me'achshav Kone, and that's the Chiddush, that he wants to make a Maise Kinye now. And even though now it's a dover shloi b'loilom, but it helps, he's kind. That's if it says me'achshav. So because the taicha me'achshav means I want to make the ma'ase kinyan now. So if it says it helps, so we see other matter dover shloi b'loilom. Di loy nokat me'achshav, but if it would not say me'achshav by the member of Rav, the member of Rebbe, hava mine da'osi afilu kerabona. So I would think it's going afilu according to the rabona. And what? And the vial, there was no Maisa Kinyan whatsoever. You know the Machna Dover Shaloi Baloilo. Let us say over Grais from the Rishash, that makes Taisus very understandable. V'tzorech Lasois Kinyan V'shichu Acher. This is the Rishash's Gilse. So if it would not say Me'achshav, I would think that Pshat in this shtar is not a shtar kinyan. Not pshat as I being mishache you now, the shekochecha. You can't be mishache him now, he's not your heaven. Not pshat is I'm selling you the field now. You can't sell the field if it's not your field. So I would understand that the first shtar is only obligating the meicher by the case of Rove, or the lekeach by the case of Rebbe, that when he'll acquire the eved, when he'll acquire the shtar, the karke, he'll sell it then to the lekeach, or he'll then be mishacher the eved. And that's what Taisi says. V'tzorich lasos kinyan v'shichur achem. So I wouldn't say ma'achshav, I would assume that nothing was as yet chal. And in order for Shimon to be kind of the field, in order for the Eved to become a Meshuchah, you'll have to make a new shichur and a new kinyan. Amar dikipshat. V'im taima fraktoisvis. I don't understand. If you're telling me that without saying the word ma'achshav, I would learn pshat and Rebbe that the kinyan is not chal, that the shichah is not chal, and you have to make a new shichah later. Kivin shleichal ha-kinyan, since the kinyan was not chal and the shichah wasn't chal, amai hizir ha-kosev shleilahaske eved al adoinov. So what's pshat in the posik? Rebbe is saying pshat in the posik, leishaske eved al adoinov is speaking about that a person had written a shtar to an eved, and in the shtar it says, "L'shek kochacha, when I'll purchase you, harei atzmecha koni loch." So harei atzmecha koni loch, you'll be kind of yourself. So if we need a new shichum, soi bazoi. So why, if we need a new shichum, so why is there an isra b'leishaski eved al adoino? The Mali wasn't Meshachem. Holoi Shicholai. So what is Pshat in Rebbe? So the Gemara answers, so Tosfos answers, Enechanami. You know what Pshat is? You know what Pshat in this obligation is? Pshat in this obligation is, Mikol Moke, Keshepoi Deyu, Oi Koineyu. This obligation is, let us talk about both cases. Let's talk about the case of Rove for 1 second. The case of Rove, Rove is speaking about a person wrote a shtar. Reuven wrote a shtar that Sode Zu, the Sode L'Shekochena, take nu yolach. It'll be koni to you. When I'll purchase it, it'll be koni to you. So the Ram said, if he wouldn't have said Ma'ashav, I would say Pshat as follows. I'm giving you now a shtar on this sode. I can't sell it to you now because I know the makdav shloi b'loilo. But I'm giving you a shtar. The shtar is saying that when I'll purchase the field, it'll be knu yaloch. Now, what does that mean? What am I saying? So I'm saying amoyre dikazach. I'm saying that when I purchase the field, the Reuven is giving a shtar to Shimon. I'm saying when I purchase the field will belong to you. In other words, I'm saying as follows. In 10 years, I'm going to go and purchase this field from Levi, and I'm going to give him money. But I'm telling you, I'm not buying it for myself, I'm buying it for you. So the shtar that I gave you 10 years ago, saw the zoo, this field, the shekocheno, when I'll purchase it from Levi, take nu yoloch, if I wouldn't have said ma'achshov, so it has a different meaning in Gansen. It has a meaning that I'm obligating myself now, that when I'll purchase it for you. So that's shot in the words. L'shekochena, take nu yaloch. That means it's an obligation, mitzidi, that I'll purchase it for you. Or when I wrote to an eved, he wrote to an eved, L'shekochecho, arei koni loch, when I'll purchase you, you'll be koni to yourself. If it wouldn't have said ma'achshav, I would have said, you know what he means? I'm obligating myself to the Yabit. Listen here. I'm giving you the shtar. I know the makdav shloim b'loilo. I'm giving you the shtar that is saying this is an obligation for me when I'll purchase you from your adam like nu yaloch. Which means I'll purchase you from your adam for yourself. And Eved Knani goes out by the acherim. Kesav by the acherim. So that is all that the shtar is saying. So if they wouldn't have said the word ma'achshav, I'd have a distorted understanding of what Rebbe is saying. I'd have a distorted understanding of what Chava is saying. I would think Rebbe holds in other matters of Shloim Eloilo.
pshat in this shtar is, he obligated himself to the Eved, that he'll purchase the Eved, will purchase the Eved for the Eved. That he obligated himself. Now, 10 years later, he purchases the Eved. So I say, so who did he purchase it for? Well, 10 years ago, he said he's going to do it for the Eved. He didn't utter a word that he changed his mind. So it's for the Eved. So the pastor says, Lysaske Eved Aladoinem. Now, he doesn't have to work for you. You said 10 years ago, you're going to purchase Eved for the Eved. That's how I would learn Pshat and Rebbe. But that's not the emes of Pshat and Rebbe. Pshat and Rebbe is that he made the shichur now, because Rebbe holds all the mak the dovish lebel oilo. So how did Rebbe want to give you the message that he holds all the mak the dovish lebel oilo? So he stuck in the word me'achshav. He stuck in the word me'achshav in the shtar. So now, if I'm writing to the Eved, l'shakechacha, so I'm saying, Klo, this is not an obligation, Mitzidi, to later purchase you for yourself. I'm saying, I'm making the Shicha now. I'm making the Maisa Shicha right now. It's not Chal, because you don't belong to me. But Ma'achshav, from the word Ma'achshav, then I understand what Rebbe is talking about. That Rebbe holds on to Makhtadovish Le'beloilom. So that is why it was necessary for Rebbe to say the word Ma'achshav, that I should understand what Rebbe is saying. If he wouldn't have said the word Ma'achshav, I'd have a distorted understanding of Rebbe. I would say, you'll say, no, the Makhtadovish Le'beloilom. And he means to say in the shtar, I'm obligating myself that when I'll purchase it from you, when I purchase you from your other, I'll be purchasing yourself for you. Which has nothing to do with other matters of Shem Alaylam. So let's again see Loshan Taisvis. Yeah. Mikol Mokin Shepaydeyu Oikeineyu, when he's paid in the Yevah, the kind of the Yevah, the kind of the field, Shlichusei of Dinin, he's doing the Shlichus of the Yevah. Or Reuven is doing the Shlichus of Shimon. The Neichalai Deleike Bimnusei, I assume, if he doesn't say anything back out, I assume he wants to be trustworthy. 10 years ago he said that's what he gave him a document. He's gonna do this. So I assume if nothing was said, that the agreement, the commitment is still in existence. And I assume, even though he didn't say one word when he purchased the field from Levi, I assume the field was purchased for Shimon, because that's what he told him 10 years ago. And we see a greater thing. Kedamrine pe kavda ba metziyah. Amoyre dike meisen de gemara. Kabi gozal sode. Amoyre dike meisen. Reuven stole a sode from Shimon. Stole it. He's living in the field and no one knows anything about it. Reuven is a very powerful person. Shimon has nothing to say. Reuven stole a field from Shimon. Now, he decides to sell the field. So there's a sign for sale on the field. Right? Levi passes by the field, he sees Reuven. Reuven's interested in selling the field. Levi buys the field for $100,000. Right? A good deal. He buys it. So Levi buys the stolen field from Reuven. Right? That's scene number one. Scene number two, now Shimon, who was Nebuch the Nigzal, so Kozma Reuven was there, there's nothing to talk about. Reuven is, he's scared to start up with Reuven. So, it's finished. But now, Levi's there, Levi's an Elochit. So the next day after Levi buys the field, so Shimon comes over to him with Eidim and Ashtar and Nebi. I got news for you, Levi. This is a stolen field. It never belonged to Reuven. Reuven sold you my field. And showed it. You move out. It's my field. What should Levi do? Nothing. I mean, he's right. Shimon is right. He has to move out. That's scene number two. Doesn't look too bright. Scene number three. Reuven goes over, Reuven the Gazlan goes over to Shimon the Nigzal, the previous Nigzal, who's now sitting in the field. And Reuven says, you know, I want you to sell me the field. Here's $100,000, sell me the field. And Shimon is masking. Shimon sells him the field. So, theoretically, what should be, so now the field belongs to Shimon. When Reuven sold it first to Levi, it wasn't Reuven's field. So Menelis, it never belonged to Levi. Now Shimon kicked out Levi from the field. Now Reuven bought it from Shimon. So the field belongs to Reuven. The Gemara says, no. You know who the field belongs to? Levi. Because Reuven, even though he was a Gazlan, but since he sold the field to Levi, which then he sold him a stolen field, he feels obligated. He did a very kumazach. So by selling it to Levi in this style, there lies a commitment that if there will be a matzav, that I'll be able to purchase it from Shimon, I'm purchasing it for you. And so therefore, Levi, as soon as after the deal, that Reuven purchased the field from Shimon, so Levi comes to Shimon, he knocks on the door, Shekoyach, give me the field. And that's the halacha, unless something was said differently. So we see there is such a concept that when a person can write a shtar, which theoretically is worthless, but the shtar means a commitment that if it will ever make sense, if we'll be ever able to buy it for the Lekeach, we'll buy it for the Lekeach. So that's what the Ram says. So the Ram says, without the Me'achshav, I would have understood that Rebbe holds, they know the Makhdadov Shloim Beloilam, Ravot, they know the Makhdadov Shloim Beloilam. So that's why they had to say Me'achshav, that you should understand what they're really saying. They're saying, oh, the Makhdadov Shloim Beloilam, it's not an obligation, a commitment to buy it for you. I'm selling it to you now, and how can I sell it to you? So that is why it was necessary for Rebbe to say Ma'afshim. Now, by Kedushin, so what the Ram said, Amur de Kizach, the Ram said, if I am writing a shtar, and the shtar is saying, let's go again by a sode. I will say, in the shtar it says, sode zu, sode shekocheno teiknu yoloch. If he just writes such a shtar, doesn't say ma'arsho, so the translation of this shtar would mean as follows. Sode zu, this field, the shekocheno, when I'll purchase it from the owner, Neknu Yoloch, it will then belong to you because I'm going to buy it for you. Taisu said that's how I would translate the words. Unless he says Ma'ashav. Ma'ashav is a new ball game, then it means the Makhdadov Shlomoilam, I'm selling you the field now. But without the word Ma'ashav, there's a different translation. It means that I'm committing myself that when I'll buy the field, I'll buy it for you. And I assume that when he does it, I assume that that's exactly what happened. That's why you have to say ma'achshav. So Taisva says, this is very good in the case of Rove, by a field. This is very good by Rebbe in the case of an Eved. I wrote to the Eved, l'shekachacha yatmach konilach, so it could also very well mean, I'm committing myself to the Eved when I'll purchase you for yourself, which means that now nothing happened. And I'm obligating and committing myself that when I purchase you, I'll give the other money that you should become a mishuch. It's only obligations. But by kedushin, if a person says, let's talk the case of Rameya. Arei at mekadeshes li lichshet iskaya. You should be married to me when you become a geyeres. There, this whole concept is not applicable. What does that mean? That means in these two cases, we have a third party involved. He's purchasing the Eved from a third party. He's purchasing the Karka from a third party. So we say, he meant to say, I'll purchase it for you. But if he says, Ared Mekadesh Lilushet is Gaia, here there can't be any commitments. Where's the commitment? Here, in the other first two cases, is a commitment. When I'm going to purchase it, I'll purchase it for you. So that's a commitment. It's finished. That's what I told you. But over here, Arein Mekadesh is Lishet is Gaia, nothing's gonna happen later. So what is he committing himself? There's no commitment over here. So here I have to understand it means I'm making a Maisa Kedusha now. So therefore it wasn't necessary to say Ma'achshav to show me that Ramei holds other Makhdadov Shlobalayla. Aval Gabi Kedusha Lashach Lamei Ma'achi, Lakach Liboyoma Me'achshav. This is the Ram's Pshat. Umiyu kosher lepeirishri. Now, but we had before the Ri's pshat. The Ri had said, let's go back to the Ri's pshat. The Ri had said the reason Rebbe mentioned Me'achshav was because to tell us a Moiradike Yisod, that one can split the Maise Kinyan from the Chalois. That means as follows. That means that a person, well, let's talk about the case of Rove. The case of Rove, this field, Sodezu, which I will purchase from Pliny, I'm selling to you Ma'achshav. And he gives so Reuben writes a shtar to Shimon. The Sodezu, which I will purchase from Levi, I'm selling you now. So the Ri had learned pshat, so what does that mean? That the Ma'isikinyan is over and done with. The Ma'isikinyan is done. It's sold. The transaction between Reuben and Shimon is sold. Does the field belong to him? No, the field can't belong to him because the field doesn't belong to Reuben yet. Okay, so there are some technicalities which are still necessary to come about. Reuben has to purchase the field. But mitzad, the transaction between Reuben and Shimon, if he said ma'achshav, the transaction is over and done, according to the Ri. And therefore, the Ri had said that what happened. So now, fine, he gave him the shtar. He purchased the field 10 years later. So automatically, if you'll do the matzah of Shulbaloylam, the field belongs to Shimon. So the Ri said, what'll be if the shtar is torn? 10 years later, who knows what happened with the shtar? So he said, that's no problem. You don't need the shtar anymore. The shtar was needed only to complete the transaction between Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is selling it to Shimon. It's over and done with. Reuben sold it. Yod Oda Makta Dovish Leibo Lo'ilam. Reuben sold the field to Shimon. You can make a Ma'isekinyan on something that, even though it's not Bo'ilam, you can make it now. You can make it now. And it'll be Chal when it'll belong to me. That's a technicality. But the Ma'isekinyan is over and done with. And therefore the Ri had said, so there's no problem of Kosa Kinyon, you don't need the Shtar. The Shtar, the transaction is over and done. Umiyu Kosha Laperishri. So Taisva says, if there is such a concept that you can completely make the Maisa Kinyon, and the Chalois will be Chal whenever, and you don't need the Maisa Kinyon anymore, because it's over and done with, Mirkoshel Aperishri, the Pirish, the Ma'achshav Mahani Afilo Niskara again. In Cain. So now I have a big problem. Now let us just say over what the Gemara says in Ksubis, and we're going to really to try to figure out the problem that Taisus has. The Gemara in Ksubis says as follows. There are two members of Rabbi Yochanan. One member of Rabbi Yochanan said, Reuben goes over to Shimon, I want to make a Mashiach on my Poreh. So here we're talking about Mashiach, Kinyan Mashiach, and be kind of my Poreh in 30 days. And in 30 days, the Poreh is standing by Agam. Agam is a Mokim Hefker, not the Chotzer of the potential Akech, it's standing in a Mokim Hefker. So Rabbi Yochanan said he's not kind. Finished. There's another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said he is kind. Same story. One he said Mashiach Parasu, you should be kind lachalam. One case says he's not kind, and one case says he is kind. So the Gemara says, no kasha. The first case is speaking about he didn't say Mei Achshav. He said you should be kind the parah lachalam at yoin. So he's not kaina if it's oimid ba'agam. The second case is speaking about he said ma'achshav. So if it's oimid ba'agam, it's good. That's what the Gemara says. Now, so let us just try to understand a little what the Gemara is saying, and then we'll go to what Tosfos says a problem. So Poshet will understand the Gemara as follows. The first case is speaking about that he's making a Mashiach on the Poreh, but you know, I'm not selling it to you now. You first be kaina lachalamit. So if you first became the lachalamit, so the maisa mashiche was not nigma yet, because I didn't sell it to you, but I just left it now. So we need that lachalamit, there should be a semblance, a continuity of the maisa mashiche. It's aimed ba'agam, and I have to take shoes. So that's equivalent to kolsa kinyone. That means the mashiche was made then, you are maisha to your shoes then, And now, 30 days later, when the kinyan has to be chal, it's oimet v'agam. No good. Fine. So that's the first member of Rabbi Yochanan. The second member of Rabbi Yochanan, the speaking body said, ma'achsho. Ooh. Ma'achsho. So now we know the ri. Ma'achsho means the kinyan is over and done with. And you'll be kind in 30 days. So we don't need that it should be standing in this chotzer. Full of time and bagam is also good. There's no problem of kolsa kinyonik. So this gemore is seemingly, almost like Tari said, ma'achsha takes off the chasson of kolsa kinyonik. But I said a tremendous problem. But it says it has to be oimid v'agam. Agam is a neutral place. What if it'll be oimid b'rshus harabin? Or Taisus and Ksuba says, what if it be Oymed Bashus Hamakne? The Pore, the 30th day, will be standing in the, and it'll be by the Meicha, it'll be by the Meicha, or Bashus Harab. It won't be good. So now, this is terrible. This is very complex. Mamonavshech. According to the Ri, Ma'achshav, we just said before, the Ri held, that Me'achshav makes that the Maisa Kinyan is over and done with. So, you know, there's no problem. And 30 days, the Maisa Kinyan is done with. He made a Mashiach then, 30 days ago. The Maisa Kinyan is done with. It'll belong to him in 30 days. So why do they have to be Oymed Ba'agam? It doesn't have to be Oymed Ba'agam. It can be Oymed B'shus Harab. It can be Oymed B'shus Makne. It's over and done with. So you have to say it's not over and done with. If it's not over and done with, so Agam is also no good. You should need a Chotzel. Because if he didn't say Ma'achshav, Agam is no good. Agam is no good. Agam is not a continuation of the Mashiach. Agam is an after the Kirishus. So what's happening over there? The Gemara is very complex. That is this problem Tosfos is going to try to solve. That's Tosfos' problem. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. You need Ma'achshav, but Ma'achshav is not a Tikkun HaKloli. Ma'achshav will not fix everything. It helps that Ba'agam will be good, and Moshe Saram won't be good. And the Ri said that Be'achshav helps. No problem whatsoever. The kinyan is over and done with. No problem. So according to the Ri, wherever the Beimah would be, it should be good. That's going to be Taisa's problem. But I want to mention one more nekuda. We had mentioned from Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon said that this whole concept of Me'achshav and the L'acha Lamed is double talk. Me'achshav the kinyan is done with. It's Uyoz L'acha Lamed. So he says it's double talk. If you makn it now, it should be his now. Can't be. So you not makn it him now. So it's not Me'achshav. That's what Rav Shimon says. Only Be'adovah Shaloi Bo'lo'ilam, there you could have such a concept. Me'achshav, it's a Ma'aseh kinyan. And then it's over and done with, but can't be yours because it's not mine yet. That's what Rav Shimon says. Tosfos by us is comparing the Ri to Adavah Shebo Loilam. Here we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a Behemah. The Behemah is here. And he said Ma'achshav. And he said Ma'achshav Alach Alamit. And it says, you need Oymed Ba'agam. And Tosfos says, gosh, why do you need Oymed Ba'agam? So, Lechaira, from this half of Tosfos, we see not like Rav Shimon. Now, I'd just like to mention, so, Akponim Taisus understood, according to the Ri, it should help over here. So, Dayelis HaShacha wants to explain Taisus as follows. Dayelis HaShacha wants to say, we can learn a little different what Ma'achshav means, and there won't be double talk. Ma'achshav, Dayelis HaShacha wants to say as follows. Let us, before we explain Ma'achshav, let us talk about a person possesses a car. So I'll ask him, I'll give him a questionnaire. Who does this car belong to? To me. Yeah, belongs to me, my car. Tomorrow, who does this car belong to? To me. It's my car. It's my car today. It's my car tomorrow. Not it's going to become my car tomorrow. It's my car. Now, it's my car tomorrow. I have a complete ownership. It's mine tomorrow and for 10 days. It's mine forever. It's my car. So Mamela, so it's now my car for next year. It's my car now. I mean, it's not that it's going to become my car. It is my car now. So, Mamela, so there's such a concept that, and we look at Zman, we say, next year, it's mine now. It's mine now for next year. That means I have a complete ownership on it next year. That means if the IRS would charge taxes what you own next year, I have to pay taxes on it, because it's yours for next year. But Al Kaponim, there's such a concept. So, Ayala Sashachar says, with this we can understand Taisvis. So Taisvis held, it is Shaykh, it's not double talk. Ma'akshav alach alamed. Ma'akshav alach alamed means, before we said from Rav Shimon that, is a ma'akshav alach alamed. No, it's, the Kenyan is done and over with. It's yours now. For when? For 30 days. That means we need a Maise Kenyan now that it belongs to you now, November 13th. Now it's yours for November 13th. So Memele, so it's Shayach to make the Maise Kenyan now. You can do two things. If you don't say Ma'achshav, so then November 13th is going to become yours. Where the Maise Kenyan will be Nigma, and I don't have any interest to be magnet to you. It's going to become yours November 13th. If it becomes yours November 13th, so then there's a problem of Kol Sekinyonai. But if I say Ma'achshav Alach Alamed, so this Taisus held that the Rizvor applies to Philip by Adover Shemon Oilom, so the Yelis HaShacha says, that's Pshat. You can do such a thing also, the Taisus held. You could make the Maise Kinyan, it's completely yours now for November 13th. So Memele, so now, that's what Taisus held. So now Taisus has a problem, you have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara makes a kugel. The Gemara says, if he didn't say Ma'achshav, then Eimed Bagam is no good. If he did say Ma'achshav, Eimed Bagam is good, but he has to be Eimed Bagam, not Pshus Aram. So here Taisus got some. Now let us see Taisus. Umiyu Koshila Perishri, the Pirish, the Ma'achshav, Mahani, Afilunis Karaget. The Ri said that what Ma'achshav helps Afilunis Karaget. It doesn't have to be standing 30 days in this chotza. It could be standing in an agam, which is a place that's Leila Mashiach. So an agam is an in-between. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, he translated the words differently. He said, Ma'achshav alach alamed yoyim means that the kinyan, the chalois kinyan is starting now. Rabbi Yochanan said he can have 100 husbands. That the chalois kinyan is starting now, the ownership is starting now, but it's not a black ownership, it's a light gray ownership. And in 30 days, it's going to become black. It's going to become a complete ownership. But in the, so the Rabbi Yochanan said there's such a concept of a kinyan that is starting to be chal now, and as the days progress, it's going more and more. So memele, that's how Rabbi Yochanan fataych ma'achshav alach alamed yoyim. So memele, so therefore, there's no kasha. Why, if it's b'shus harabim, it's no good? Because he doesn't translate that ma'achshav means that's over and done with completely. Ma'achsha means that the chalois kinyan should start now. And it'll be nigma lach alamed yoyim. So that is why there'll be a chesoron of kosom if the ma'achsha lach, yeah, after the ritual, yeah. So Taisa says, Yishayim et Rabbi Yechel Ha'taymei, Nel Bepilkin, ma'achsha lach alamed yoyim shiyu rahave, it's a shiur in the chalois kinyan, bochi koma, ma'achsha v'yaschilu ha'kedushin, v'lo yigmu ala alach ha'yayim, Chamoy Kain. Oh my God, be me Achshav, the Meshiche, it's also the same thing. V'kivin de loikone legamri. Since he wasn't koine legamri, Achshav there means I was not makne to you legamri, because for Kelt, the Maise Kinyan, the Chalois Kinyan, is progressing the, all these 30 days. So shehi b'shas gmar ha-Meshiche, במקום רוי למשיחה, ושמוח ימוק אל הרב יחן הוסם, באמת יש באגם דה רוי למשיחה, אבל בשוס הרב עם לוי. I just like to say one vote, just this is a very complex Indian, But the Mephoshim say that Pshat is as follows. The Teres Abirim brings down such a Pshat. The Pshat is that Agam is a Mokim Hefka. It doesn't belong to anyone. But if a person puts down his Chayfetz, his possession in an Agam, the Chayshem Mishpat is, if you put down your Chayfetz there, it's Shaul to you. You have a right to keep it there. You have a right to keep it there. Kozman, it's there. That's a Mokim Hefka. So now, so Pshat is as follows. If he said La'achal, he said La'achal Lamed. So who does it belong to? The behemoth belongs to the Moicha. After Lamed, it's going to come yours. But the vow of the behemoth is the Moicha's. If the behemoth is standing in the Agam La'achal Lamed, so the behemoth belongs to the Moicha, so the Agam is shol to the Moicha, so there's a problem of Kosa Kinyoni. There's no Gmar Meshicha, there's no Achnosa L'Rishus. But, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chalois Kinyan started already. So that means it became partially mine. So after 30 days, the Agam is shol to me also. So this is called, it's not Kosa Kinyoni, a Chalik of Mashiach's Achnosal Rishus. It is now in my Rishus. After 30 days, there's no Chason of Kosa Kinyoni, but it will be B'Shus HaRavma, B'Shus HaMakne, will not help.